got the blicky. Oh,
oh my fucking god. 2 seconds in. Oh. Welcome back to Three Nerds and Two Brains.
Hello. This
is episode 4. And we're in a new location.
Oh, we ain't.
Can you stop with a fucking problem?
Gollum.
Yeah, we are in a new location. We're in just a house. We're in a different room. Ooh.
Spooky.
What are you doing? Anyway, it's 30 seconds in. I'm your host, Jake. I'm here with my co-host and good friends, Luke.
What's up?
And Liam.
What are you saying, G?
I should look the other way around, because you're L-I and you're L-U.
Yeah, but I'm better at films.
You're just better in general, aren't you?
Nah. No, Liam's the humour. Liam's the humour, I'm the intellect.
I'm like the most unfunny guy.
Can you leave? Stop. This is such a distraction.
This is why we don't sit in this room.
Yeah, this is why I'm going to have to tape everything to the walls.
No, so tape him down to the chair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, make him wear a straight jacket. Anyway,
it's still
we've got a lot to talk about this week. A lot happened. Well, that I found out about. So, do you guys like the 21 Jump Street films?
I ain't seen them. I've never seen anything.
They're really funny. So they are coming ahead with 20... The next one. It's not 23, it's 24.
Whoa, they can't count!
No. Do you know what they're doing? Apparently, they're making 24 Jump Street.
About 21 pilots.
But then they're also making 23rd Jump Street. So apparently, 24 is set after 23. 23, I don't know. It's really confusing. This chair is super fucking...
That's the noise Jake would ever make.
What, squeak?
Yes.
Yeah, humans don't usually make a squeaking sound.
Yeah, I'm not a mouse. You guys probably won't care, but Wonder Woman, the director, has said that she knows where the third film could go.
Third?
Yep.
There's not even a second one.
Well, she knows. So they're nearly finished filming, or have finished filming.
But Wonder Woman 1 wasn't even that great.
I didn't like it. Wonder Woman 2 comes out July 2020.
Oh,
it got pushed back. But she hasn't... If it happens, she knows where the third one can go.
Sometime after that, probably.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen in Wonder Woman 2?
I
don't remember what happened in the first one.
Is it called 19-something?
It's 1984.
1984?
Chris Pine's dead in it, so I don't care.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he died. He got boomed.
He's back.
But he got boomed.
But he's back.
But he got boomed.
He's back, baby.
Maybe he's a superhero.
Probably.
Yeah. But apparently he's back and there's a reason for it and it works. Leave the Guitar Hero guitar alone. What's wrong with him today?
It's not.
Why would they make another Wonder Woman film?
I don't know.
It wasn't even that.
Well, apparently that was the best one out of all of them, so.
No, it wasn't.
I think.
DC films that came out that year, yeah.
Yeah. I still think that Batman v Superman was the best one.
I liked Batman v Superman better, but it still weren't good.
It wasn't amazing.
Yeah,
I think it got dragged down by Martha.
I think it got dragged.
Why did you say that name? Because there's probably about 100,000 people on the planet called Martha.
Can be called Martha.
You fucking moron. Ben Affleck's Batman is a bit of a joke, isn't he?
Well, I think he looks anymore, the part.
No, he is. Well, we don't know. It's like, you know.
No, he quit, didn't he?
No, it's like a to be or not to be situation, isn't it?
To be or not to be.
Batman.
Yeah.
To be or not to be Batman.
I'm not Batman.
I like this hat. It's nice. I don't. It's Fallout 76.
I know, but it's still...
Anyway, so the next bit of news. Space Jam 2.
Yes!
Starts filming this year in June, July, maybe. And it's apparently more of a reboot than a sequel. Why is it called Space Jam 2, then?
Because it's the second adaptation.
But wouldn't you just call it Space Jam?
No,
that's already taken.
It's Michael Jordan, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's not Michael Jordan. It's LeBron James, I think. I don't know.
I like LeBron James.
Space Jam isn't that bad.
I have no idea what you're on about.
Do you know Space Jam?
I've not
even
heard. Looney Tunes meets NBA.
NBA?
NBA,
yeah. Pretty much.
I know what you're on about. Yeah. I know what you're on about because everyone sort of knows the style.
Yeah. Everyone says they hate it. I don't mind it. A bit cringe. It is a bit cringe.
No, it ain't.
He's a little bit.
Best film ever.
He likes basketball and cartoons, so it's a dream for him.
That's how we should distract him from now on. We don't want him knowing something. Just stick
throw
on a cartoon.
At him.
You're so distracted by everything. Leave it alone.
Let me do something.
For fuck's sake, this kid.
Erectus pectus.
What is wrong with you?
Get it, because I've got a wizard thing.
I've got a tree in my hand.
He's holding a replica wand, and he's very excited about
Jake,
it.
Jake, what character is this?
It's a wand, Liam. It's not a character.
Is it on the lid?
Oh. Lol, Jake's not a true fan.
Other side. Cedric Diggory.
I don't know who that is.
Neither
do
I. Played by Robert Pattinson.
Ew.
Wow.
Well, why what's wrong with Robert Pattinson?
He's a shit actor. He's not that bad.
He's shit.
He's not that bad.
Shit. This is coming from someone that liked the Twilight films.
I like the Twilight films.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't sit through them. I watched like 15 minutes and I thought,
they are very cringe teen romance.
Yeah.
They're very, very cringe. I don't... They haven't aged well either.
Someone's called Death Eater in Harry Potter.
No, that's...
That's a sick name.
No, they're the BTS.
Could you imagine getting born and your mum's like, Death Eater?
That's not their name.
Oh.
That's Voldemort's army.
They're the BTEC ring wraiths.
Yeah, it's just the generic.
Oh, one, yeah. Okay.
It's just a wand of that army. Can you stop getting distracted?
No, this is anyway, stuff to me.
Do you guys like Nicolas Cage?
No. I thought he was great in Spider-Verse. He's funny.
I haven't seen Mandy yet. I want to see that.
No, that looks fucking weird.
Apparently, it's really good. He's. Do you guys know what Lovecraft is? I love Lovecraft.
Is it the opposite of Warcraft?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Do you know what it is? I feel like I've heard of it.
He's the guy who made Cthulhu.
If you use like,
do you know what Cthulhu is? The giant squid
as in,
monster.
I know what it is, but as in the mythological thing, or is there like some sort of film called Cthulhu?
No. It's the mythos of Cthulhu.
Oh right,
yeah.
So the big monster.
The guy who made it is called H.P. Lovecraft. I have one of his.
Oh, the cult of people who believe he's going to come and ruin
it's based
everything.
On a book that was made in the 19th century.
The South Park episode about that.
Yeah,
that's such a good episode.
Yeah,
but yeah, so. Nicolas Cage is apparently going to be in quite a few movies that are being filmed this year with him in it since
he's having
recent
a comeback.
Success. Yeah, he's having a comeback. Mandy did well. Spider-Verse did well. He's making a comeback.
If you like Nicolas Cage, you should watch Mum and Dad. One of his lines in it is anal beads. It's
is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you leave stuff alone? He's like a child.
What the fuck is it? Oh, this is interesting. This
it's
keep,
slime.
This will keep me distracted.
Okay.
Liam, it's white and weird.
You sit there and you... Yeah, hang on a minute.
It's a stormtrooper helmet. And a leg.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look, you
and a hand.
Bastards.
Right, anyway, let's go.
Just get on with the fucking podcast. You're a fucking idiot. Give me the slime. So
that
he's going to be in a Lovecraft-based movie called Colour Out of Space. And the description is... The Colour Out of Space tells of the strange happenings that ensue after a meteor crashes in a remote area of New England, unleashing a destructive force that causes animals to become deformed and people to go insane. You right there?
Is Cthulhu actually going to be in it? Or is it just going to be like...
He's not in all of them. He's in one story called Call of Cthulhu.
Ah, fair enough.
But he's like the... I'm pretty sure he's like the ultimate one that's going to bring destruction upon the planet.
Yeah, the giant squid.
Yeah.
I want to die.
So does that not sound good? I think that sounds really good.
Sounds okay. I mean...
Sounds alright. It sounds basic.
Yeah.
Does it?
I mean...
It sounds like Cloverfield.
Mm,
it sounds like something
mythical
would happen
Cloverfield,
in Cloverfield.
There we go. It sounds like Godzilla.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know how I feel about Cloverfield. I don't know if I like it or not.
The first one's good.
Fucking.
It's keeping me standing still, innit?
Okay. I'll let you off.
I like the first Cloverfield.
Cloverfield's
shit.
Good.
The Paradox thing on Netflix was trash.
That was bad. What was the other Cloverfield film?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, I like that. That was really good.
That was okay.
Have you seen that?
I ain't seen any of them.
What's his face in it? Oh,
apart from the one on Netflix, that one was.
Isn't it J.J. Abrams?
Yes,
he makes them. Yeah, he makes.
I love him.
No, he made all of them.
Oh, I didn't even the show.
You're in the show.
No, he probably didn't
the film.
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was a show.
No, it was a film. It was like 2 hours long. What do you mean? It's not a show.
I watched 12 minutes and got bored.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Maybe that's why you thought it was a show,
because it was that boring.
Because you couldn't.
Yeah, he watched 12 minutes. And it was like that was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
I'll come back to this.
And he skips to the credits. Like, yeah, I'll watch the next one.
He's like, I enjoyed that one. That was really good.
12 minutes well spent.
What a short show. That's like a kids TV show. 12 minutes, isn't it?
Nah, 20.
Kids TV shows aren't 20 minutes long.
Some are.
They haven't got an attention span that long.
Cheers.
I did.
Yeah, you did. I did. This prick didn't.
Cheers.
You're welcome.
Oh.
It's a Black Widow film. What?
I'd go see that.
It's going to be the first Disney R-rated movie.
I'd go see that.
Why is it going to be R-rated?
I'd go see that.
Yeah, we know.
We know. You said it like a million times.
Can she have a ginger ale back, please?
It starts filming at the end of February.
February?
I feel like it's going to be...
So that's going to be out 2020.
Yeah, it comes out next year.
Like,
do you remember that film with Jennifer Lawrence in it that came out recently?
Oh.
She's Russian.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Red Sparrow.
Yeah, it's going to be like that again.
Apparently, that film was dog shit.
I didn't mind it.
I heard it was pretty
bad.
Right.
I didn't see it. She's a good actress.
Yeah, but is that critics saying it's bad or audience?
Where is this film?
I think audience say
it. Oh, I know where the Black Widow film's going to be set. It's going to be set
in Russia.
Yeah.
Probably.
Never mind. That was my where is it going to go?
It's not going to be her origin story.
Yeah, probably.
You never know.
Well, it's got her in it. It can't be her origin story.
It might be
Stark.
Some sort of like comic thing where she's frozen in the past, like she was born ages ago, and then they freeze her like Winter Soldier.
What, like Captain America?
Yeah.
Well, they
apparently
do that.
They do that.
It's, another film, another R-rated film that could go ahead. Ryan Reynolds is writing Deadpool 3 and taking it in a new direction.
Why not? Deadpool 2 was amazing.
Yeah. He's trying to take it in a new direction, and even though he hasn't been given the go-ahead to be in MCU, he's trying to write it around the MCU, like involve characters references.
He's going to break himself into Marvel somehow.
Yeah.
He's just going to gradually, like,
I swear, break Disney down bought
logic.
Fox.
Yeah.
Not
yet, but they are.
Oh.
But the CEO of Marvel was like, I'm down to do it, but he doesn't know yet. So it could, but I don't know.
Spider-Man and Deadpool. Oh, that can really happen. They're both Sony, isn't it? Oh, wait, no, Sony. Oh, fuck me, I'm so retarded today. Spider-Man, Sony, Fox is Deadpool.
Yeah, I hope that the third one is good, and I hope it does go ahead, because I would quite like to see Deadpool not only in his own film but team up with the Avengers. Yeah,
or what's left of them.
Especially Spider-Man. Spider-Man and Deadpool is a good cross, so why would you not have that in your film?
Sick.
I want to see him. Yeah. It's probably never going to happen, but I want to see him like have a go at Captain America.
Deadpool and Captain America.
Yeah. That would be funny.
Captain America's dead.
Someone's going to take on the mantle, aren't they?
Just leave it.
It's going to be Winter Soldier.
No, I don't like Winter Soldier.
I don't like Winter Soldier.
He was good in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's the point. He was good as a bad guy.
He signed on for 18 films, I think.
18?
Wait, who?
I don't need
Chris Evans or
Sebastian Stan?
Yeah, I was going to say James Bond.
I don't need him.
But that's his actual. That's the name of the character.
I just noticed something. Him and Falcon, if you combine them together, they're basically one Captain America.
They're both dog shit characters. I don't care about either of them. Falcon technically paralysed.
I still say Vision paralysed Rhodey.
Yeah, Vision definitely did it.
Yeah, but he would have done it to Falcon. And if he'd have done it to Falcon, everyone would have been like, yay!
Yeah.
Flightless Bird. He could be called Flightless Bird, not Falcon.
They
could call him Penguin.
Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Yeah, Penguin's already taken.
He gets bionic
arms. Yeah, isn't it?
He gets bionic legs and he can do a really fast run.
He gets like really thin legs, then call him Ostrich. Yeah.
This chair's really pissing me off because it's. Anyway.
Get that chair.
Yeah. Would you like to see a PG Deadpool as well?
No.
So not like Once Upon a Deadpool, but he's in another film. He's in a film where he's like, he tries to swear and they bleep it.
No.
Where he tries to say a joke and they just cut it and he's like, what the fuck?
Every time he tries to swear, Captain America just goes, language!
Yeah. No, it's like a bleep, but it's Captain America going language.
Language.
That, yeah,
that
would be good.
No, that would be good.
Like a little ghost really of Captain America flies down with his language.
Yeah. Because you said Once Upon a Deadpool is bad.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I don't know why.
It's Deadpool 2, but
it's probably because they've just cut all the funny bits out, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Because most of the funny bits are the really inappropriate bits.
He only just saw the bit with his legs.
Yeah. You did!
Because
he
missed it.
It's funny, that.
That's the best bit of the whole film.
That's the best bit of any film ever.
No, the fight sequence between Colossus and Juggernaut is my favourite bit.
No, that was boring.
No.
That was good.
Big CGI.
No. The best bit is when Deadpool says to Cable, "Only best friends execute pedophiles together."
That's the best bit.
Best friends execute pedophiles together.
That film's
good. Josh Brolin's great.
Yeah, Josh Brolin is great.
Deadpool, what the fuck was it?
He's good in anything.
If the Deadpool films,
Sicario, there you go.
If the Deadpool films and the MCU merge, What's going to happen to Josh Brolin's Cable? Because he can't be in it as Thanos.
He can. He doesn't
Thanos
look like,
doesn't look like Josh
well,
Brolin.
He can't. If you
he
inflated him.
Yeah, and turn him purple.
Yeah. But you never know. Thanos could be dead soon.
Yeah.
So that could work.
I'm excited for Endgame. Something. Apparently, a rumour is that the a TV spot is going to be aired on the Super Bowl on February the 3rd.
That'll probably be a proper trailer then.
No, a TV spot's kind of shorter, isn't it?
Super Bowls usually do proper trailers.
They might have to release a trailer, but I feel like it's a little bit too soon, considering...
Too soon!
It comes out in April, doesn't it?
Fucking
yeah.
hell.
No, I think
they were
I was
meant to have
I
a
mean
trailer 8 months ago.
I mean too soon, as in like they only just released one in what, December?
So Matt, that was essentially a teaser. You saw nothing really.
Okay, I think they should do one more trailer.
Well, people think Iron Man's dead.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that he's gonna die.
Nah,
I think they should do one more trailer and then like little teasers that show barely anything.
I think they should do one more trailer and keep it just as that. One
what,
trailer.
No more teasers.
One trailer.
They have to do some sort of TV spot teaser trailer though.
Yeah,
otherwise
like
they
the
won't
countdown,
game
the weekly
is be
countdown
where
like 7
cry,
days.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, Endgame is gonna be where a lot of people cry.
Infinity
I mean,
War
most
was a lot of
people
cried
in Infinity. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't.
Yeah, all right.
He did.
Flexing on us with your manliness. Gosh.
Emotionless,
I
yeah.
cried at Spider-Man.
Yeah, I...
You know he ain't... Can I just bring up something? Spider-Man's ruined it. I'm sorry.
You said... Yeah, you said this last week. A lot of people have been saying
it's annoying
that.
Me.
Everyone was really that's the most emotional death. But now it has no impact behind it because he's back anyway.
The film was already announced before
exactly
Infinity
that.
Came out anyway.
Just,
it doesn't matter.
Just take my idea. Have it like a week.
Yeah, so why'd you cry then?
Because it's still upsetting to see someone die, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's your favourite fucking character.
Why is he your favourite?
Because Spider-Man.
Oh, childhood.
Shut the fuck up. You say this on this shit and I'll beat the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. No, I meant like the cartoon you watched.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Yeah,
one,
that's what I was saying.
About. Yeah, that's because you weren't there.
Sorry, nah, man. He was. Oh, no, he wasn't, was he? No. Yeah.
I will.
I'll tell you after.
No, you won't.
Yeah, tell me after when this is finished.
I'll text you it right now.
Yeah, good job.
I'll text you
it. There's chalk there.
Oh, right, so do you guys know about Gambit?
Yes.
I know about the character, yeah.
Is it still thingy?
Did you know it was getting a film?
Yeah.
I heard
it. So
it
got announced 10 years ago that it was getting a film. Just after X-Men Origins Wolverine. Do you want to hear the latest news? 10 years later.
Cancelled.
It's been scrapped.
Oh, thank God for that. That actually makes me happy.
There's no point of having a Gambit film.
It was 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
He scrapped it.
That makes me happy.
Nah.
What's his face? Big Channing Tatum. Shit.
I don't like Channing Tatum that much. He's a bit overrated.
He's good in comedy.
He's like less buff John Cena.
I was just thinking.
Oh, he's a better actor than John Cena.
No, John Cena's funny.
That's because John Cena's a meme.
John Cena's great.
If Channing Tatum was a meme, he would be funny.
Channing Tatum was a meme. Do you not remember My Name Jeff?
Yeah, but that was ages ago. John Cena's never dying a meme.
Okay. You won't care. Zombieland 2 news.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's got a synopsis. It's a story synopsis. Do you know what that means?
Luke?
No. You know what that means?
Yes. Somewhat.
Oh my God. It means what the story is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jesus
Christ. The storyline.
How could you not piece those together? All right, anyway.
Just say storyline.
Failed English.
Apparently, it will tell the story of Columbus, Tallahassee, Wichita, and Little Rock. As they make up camp in the White House, the story will revolve around Columbus and Wichita getting into a fight that breaks up the makeshift family, causing Little Rock to leave with a man named Berkeley, played by... I don't even know who that is. I'm not even going to read that out. Avon Yogia, or Yogia, I don't know. Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear.
as the group ventures off to find Little Rock, they encounter new kinds of zombies, including Homers, Dumb, they're dumb, so you, Hawkins... Jeez. Smart ones like so you Amateurs. And it's also Tallahassee, so that's what's his fucking name.
How can they be a smart
Jesse
zombie
Eisenberg?
No, Carnage, that's his name. Woody
Harrelson.
He's said to encounter another female zombie hunter that matches his skill set.
Yes, he's gonna get laid.
He's not gonna be fucking Twinkie Rolls anymore. He's gonna be fucking a Twinkie Roll. Wink wink.
I fucking love Woody Harrelson.
Do you get the joke?
I wasn't listening, I zoned out then.
Instead
The more I hear about this film, the more I'm excited for Zombieland.
It's going to be sick.
Yeah, it's going to be a good film.
My God, you got Maurice.
Maurice?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How long has it only been 20 minutes?
I don't know.
You have so many pop finals.
I don't have that many.
Yeah, you do. You got more than me and Luke.
We got one.
I've got none.
What one have you got?
My brother's got Lord Snoke.
Has he? What one have you got?
None.
Pop Vinyls are so good. I would love to have many more. Because they're so sick. There's loads in the front room. And some on the windowsill in front of the mirror. Anyway. Can you stop looking at memes? Every time.
Okay.
Alright, the last few bits of news.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you.
Is that it? So we're done?
No. There's...
We'll have a conversation.
We'll have a main focus as well. Hey. Okay. Okay, so...
His main focus will last 5 minutes.
No, it won't.
What the hell were you doing to that
it's
thing?
It's a pendulum.
It doesn't look like a pendulum.
It's a willy.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Big cock in...
Okay, so... Matt Smith is joining the Morbius movie.
Oh.
The what movie?
The Living Vampire movie.
Jared Leto.
Morbius.
Never heard of it.
You're a Spider-Man fan, and you don't know who Morbius is.
I probably do, but I don't know.
He's a vampire played by Jared Leto that we talked about like 3 weeks ago.
I'll probably like it, then I like Jared Leto.
Alright. And the film comes out next year, apparently.
Mad.
So, yeah, he's in it.
Wait, who's joining?
Matt Smith.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know who he's supposed to play. I don't think it's been revealed yet.
Please be a minor role.
I don't know anyone in the Morbius.
Do you know
what I just know Morbius.
I didn't like Doctor O, and he wasn't very good in Terminator.
Have you seen him in The Crown?
He was in Terminator.
He was in Terminator Genesis. He played the Terminator that John Connor killed, didn't he? No, he played the Terminator that killed John Connor.
Oh, there you
and
go,
turned into an AI thing, and then that film's awful. Don't watch it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's on him. That's
no, it's not
just
him.
The Terminator film.
I don't
was
remember
bad.
That.
His American accent wasn't very good.
I've seen the film.
That was really bad.
I can imagine. He's very British.
He is very.
Oh, sorry. Have you not seen The Crown? Of course you haven't. It's a serious thing on Netflix. You haven't even got Netflix.
No, I've seen it.
The Crown is not shit. The Crown is good.
Wait. There's another.
Idris Elba should play James Bond. Talking about British people.
I don't think he should.
Hold on. The Crown. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure I've seen it or something like
so
that.
So what about Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, I ain't seen that. What's the other one? There's like another night thing. Not a night thing, but like medieval
night
thing.
Thing.
There's loads of them. That really narrows it down. Hang on a minute. Did he just say Queen Elizabeth is the medieval?
They live in a fucking castle!
That took me a minute. The medieval is between 1000 AD to like 1500 AD. You fucking
all
metal.
I know is I was watching something ages
Queen
ago
Elizabeth
about these people fucking and they were in a castle and it was shit.
You sure that weren't Game of Thrones?
No, it weren't.
You sure?
I didn't like it.
That's medieval. Oh, Queen,
it's more medieval than that.
Oh my god,
I didn't even do history. He did.
Fuck, did you think Queen Elizabeth? Oh, it hurts.
I can't.
You know she's only like nine.
Rain! That's what it's called.
What's rain?
The rain.
The like, stuff that falls
down. Oh, the
clouds.
Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
not,
what it's called.
Not that.
Oh my
the
god.
Rain is
yeah,
like,
I know, yeah.
I watched that called The Rain and that's what I thought you were on about. That's shit.
Queen Elizabeth.
Just the way he goes, the rain!
Every side of this fucking kid.
Oh, this is why he's in it, because he makes it funny.
Just because he has dumb moments like that. Queen Elizabeth.
No, he's just funny.
Was part of the round table.
Could be.
Prince Philip pulled the sword out of the stone.
Jesus.
He looks like... More Morbius news. This is the second from last bit of news. So
it's an R rated, isn't it?
Yep, probably. No. Morbius, Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah.
And a new Christopher Nolan film given a July 2020 release.
What's the Christopher Nolan film?
I don't know yet.
Batman 4.
yeah. Batman, the good one.
Yeah.
And also Minions 2. Minions 2 comes out next year.
Minions 1 was crap.
Huh?
Minions 1 was crap.
Yeah, but we're gonna go see Minions 2. We're seeing Minions 2.
Do they remind you of the yellow Tic Tacs? Yeah.
That's where the yellow Tic Tacs were made because of them.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But they look exactly like them. Because they put the little faces on them and everything.
So Ghostbusters 3, I didn't realise that was coming out next year. I thought that was out this year.
I don't care.
No, it's next year.
Yeah.
I don't like Ghostbusters that
much. Do you
know
what... I know you don't care. I told you yesterday, but apparently the story for it is going to be not the original Ghostbusters. It's the original Ghostbusters teaching kids to be Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so it's basically going to be shit.
So it's
going to
be Johnny English
3. Much? Huh?
It's going to be Johnny English 3.
I forgot about that film.
When he's training all the kids to be spies. Yeah.
Does he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and then he comes back at the end and
that
kills the teacher.
That film was so funny.
I need to see it.
Right.
We were the only ones laughing at that film, innit?
Yeah, no, because we liked just
there was just a bunch of kids in there not understanding, like, old school humour with, like, Rowan Atkinson's.
Mate, kids need to.
And we were in there pissing ourselves off, and everyone
what's
was
that
like,
bit when they shoot the missile at the French? Yeah. And he's like, why are you shooting a missile? Because they're French.
No one was laughing apart from us.
Say they were shooting them because they were French.
Yeah, that's
they were
French what
that's what he says in the thing, because they're French cyclists.
Shoot them.
I fucking love that film.
Well, the bit when he falls off the boat and then he breaks his back. I thought that was funny. No one else laughed.
The bit in the dance bit and he's like...
Right, that's
when he takes speed.
He takes speed. Isn't this film a PG? He takes speed. Fucking
so that reminds me of Holmes and Watson. Do you have any heroin?
Pass me my cocaine, Watson.
Oh, I don't think we could do this. Where's the coke?
Anyway.
Well, that was us dying for about 5 minutes.
Again.
Killed some time.
You might have actually killed two and a half minutes for that. What was I going to say about speed?
Rowan Atkinson on speed.
Could you imagine Mr. Bean on speed?
Yes, that is Mr. Bean on speed.
No, but the character Mr. Bean. Could you imagine the character Mr. Bean on speed?
Make another
he's
Mr.
just
Bean.
Talking to his teddy. He's like, teddy, and he does a line of coke.
Teddy.
Fucking voice. Do it again.
Teddy.
Oh my god.
I liked the cartoon as well.
Yeah, the cartoon was good. Was it's not as good as the original.
No, the series was good.
The series is great.
Yeah.
Have you got actual news apart from Mr. Bean?
Can they make a Mr. Bean movie before he dies?
Yeah, make another one. Old age pensioner Bean. Yeah. He runs.
He's
the
in
old
Benidorm.
People,
he's in Benidorm, and he's old all the time.
He's got his fake tan face.
His teddy's all fucking brown and like fucked. And he's like, teddy.
Teddy.
He goes and buys a girlfriend for him in the gift shop. I'd watch that. Sounds great.
Old age pensioner Bean, make it happen.
Oh my god. And the last bit. David Tennant has started a podcast. Are you trying to come for us, David Tennant? Are you trying to?
Don't.
He's more popular.
No, we're coming for David Tennant is cool.
Yeah, David Tennant's great. He's going to be doing it with people that he's worked with. So the first episode tomorrow comes out tomorrow.
Right, we need to get a celebrity on it.
Is Olivia Colman? You don't know who that is, do you? Or do you?
No, I had to look it up last time.
You know
who
that is, right?
No. Cool. Probably.
Right. Anyway.
And he's also doing it with the person who plays Jessica Jones.
Yes. Right.
And she's also doing he's also doing it with the current Doctor Jodie Whittaker.
For fuck's sake.
I haven't seen that.
Let's get Robert Downey Jr. on it.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., can you
please?
We need a boost.
We'll pay you £1 for a minute.
£1 a minute.
Yeah, he's only coming here for a minute.
He could be here for a minute, can it be like
no, he comes here for I'm not dead. I don't die in game.
It could be our exclusive scoop. He doesn't die in Endgame.
I want to go to his farm.
Can we go to his farm?
We'll just turn up there.
Yeah.
Right, excuse me, we're massive fans. Join our podcast quickly.
Just for 5 minutes.
We're just like, I like your windmill.
Can I have a go?
Liam's the type of person to hold onto the windmill. Like,
that's what I mean. What, have a go.
He's got cats.
It's like Robert Downey Jr.'s London Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, the windmill.
He's too cool to die.
This stormtrooper's missing a
whatever.
Body.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Or in the films.
No, just in general.
Yeah.
The stormtrooper's missing a body.
Cool. Him,
Samuel
Hugh Jackman, and Ryan Reynolds are literally the characters they play in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They are.
Robert Downey Jr. especially, because he was...
Oh, no. Hugh Jackman
a celebrity.
Isn't an
angry he went
man.
Off the rails a bit and then came back. And,
He went to prison for coke.
He went to prison. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Johnny English.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, right.
Johnny English.
Oh, no, yeah. I knew about Robert Downey Jr. I honestly thought you said Hugh Jackman.
Oh, no. Hugh Jackman is one of the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah, how does that make sense then? You said he is Wolverine, but he's nice. What?
He's very angry and has good singing.
Wolverine has a good heart, really.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good point.
He's a bit of an arsehole, but he has a good heart.
Wolverine's cool.
Wolverine.
Bring him back,
a bit of an arsehole.
No, Wolverine's an arsehole.
Oh.
Just because he kills people.
Yeah.
That's because he's like the coolest X-Man.
Yeah, he is.
He's the only X-Man that's worth mentioning because everyone else is shit.
They even had to cameo him in Apocalypse because they realised, oh, wait, no one likes any of these.
Oh, is that who when does he everyone comes out, like? When he jumps out of the machine, he's got yeah. the sieve on his head. The
brain surgery thing on.
Yeah, he's got the colander.
That's the best bit
oh,
of the
Oh, yeah,
thing.
I forgot yeah. about that. That was the best bit. Yeah.
He just chops people up and he's just like, yeah, I'm going there.
Did that come out before or after Logan?
Before.
I was going to say, because if that was yeah, after, that was his last appearance, wasn't it?
Logan's yeah. good.
I need Logan's to, I'll will go back and rewatch it. And
I've watched it once.
There's a black and white version. Oh my god, it's sick.
I don't think I'd want to watch it in black and white. Simply because
you won't be able to see the blood.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they highlight the blood in red, like Sin City, which I haven't seen, but I'm pretty sure they highlight reds.
Yeah.
Cool. I need to sneeze. Fuck.
Achoo.
Don't do that.
There you go, it worked.
Wild me.
Bless you.
I covered my mouth, so I apologise. Thank you.
Snot comes out your nose, Jake.
What?
You don't cover your mouth, you cover your
but
nose.
But you sneeze with your mouth.
No, you sneeze with both. That's why you do this.
Do you reckon that's what they do, the face huggers in Alien? They're not trying to take them over. They're just trying to give them.
They're stopping you spreading your germs.
And, yeah, don't spread the flu.
Every time someone gets face hugged, they're about to sneeze. It's like, no,
don't do that. I don't want your germs. I haven't had my flu jab yet. Have you had your flu jab, Liam? I think you need it. You've got a blocked nose.
I heard somewhere they might be making another Alien Isolation game, and it's like mobile.
I've heard that as well.
Why would you do mobile?
No, I've heard they're making a proper Alien game.
Alien Isolation was pretty good. It was slow, but it was good.
So, it's not news for this week. We'll talk about it next week. Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out in a couple of days.
Okay.
It's been 10 years. Okay. Actually, longer than that. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
I still don't
week.
Really understand what it is.
It's. I think it's Capcom. Is it Capcom? Or is it just one anime character?
It's one anime character.
One Disney. Anime character meets Disney.
I'm pretty right. sure it's one anime
I don't know why it's a thing, but everyone loves it. Should we move on to the main focus? It's 35 minutes. We actually managed to stretch out that out for a good amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got to edit like 20 minutes.
Oh, I suppose.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
It's all
your fault.
I said one word.
You still got your three C-bombs.
Cunt.
There you go, you got two.
Oh, god damn it.
Right, guys.
Cheers for reminding me. So
the main focus is the Oscar nominees because they got announced the other day.
Isn't Thingy doing Jack Black?
Oh, yeah, he is on the air.
Is there a chance for him to say subscribe to PewDiePie?
He better fucking say
if he doesn't say that, I'm suing him. And I'm
everyone
his YouTube
to
channel, you've seen it.
Huh? Oh, Jablinski Jack, Games.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got one.
So far, he hasn't really been doing anything. He just goes to the arcade.
Yeah.
So it's a bit boring, but...
It's Jack Black.
It's Jack Black. Once he does it properly, yeah. I'll watch every episode because he's funny as fuck. So, yeah.
He's one of the celebrities I think would be good
he's
on YouTube.
He's a dog shit actor, but he's just funny.
He'd be good on YouTube because he's got that sort of personality.
He's got that personality, yeah. He's got a really funny sense
of humor. And he knows the games and stuff. So he could do it.
Mm. He's a massive nerd.
Yeah. If you're a nerd,
he's
go
got
on
so many things about him that are likeable. He's funny. He's not a terrible actor.
Plays guitar.
Yeah.
He plays guitar. He can sing.
He can actually sing pretty well.
Have
he
you seen
is,
him
yeah.
do Roses by a fucking.
I've seen him play with
Seal.
Flash.
Who's Seal?
You don't know who Seal is? You've never heard the song Roses?
Have you heard it?
Fucking weird.
No one knows who you're talking about. So.
Seal's a sick singer.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Oscar nominees. We're going to talk about the categories we care about.
All right, go on.
Robert Downey Jr.
Who will win? What will we see? So, what films
oh, yeah, speaking
will we
of
see?
The Oscars, do you know they tried to get the half of the Avengers cast in it? Not half of them, but as many as they possibly
Are you
could.
Sure? Are you sure that wasn't just something that people were hoping would happen?
No, they were just trying.
Oh, that'd be sick. That would be really
Is this
good.
For acting or...
No, for like... Just to announce
it. To like host it or announce it.
That would be wicked if they got the Avengers to do it.
Yeah, that would be good.
Try getting the main ones. Like Black
just
Star,
get,
Hawkeye,
just get the original six.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
and Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he put them together.
So before we properly get into it... What the fuck is this? Okay. Before we get into this properly, I just want to say Bohemian Rhapsody has been put up for a lot, but a lot of people are saying it shouldn't win because
like
Bryan Singer, the director, who also directed the first three X-Men films...
Ugh.
What are you doing?
I'm really carefully putting that there.
Why? It's got this now. It doesn't matter too much.
It's fragile collectible.
Oh, okay. So apparently,
I'm sick. I never liked
the film shouldn't win its award because he has 20 years worth of rape and paedophilia lawsuits building up against him.
But what's that got to do with his film?
Because he's a.
But
well,
it's yeah, not him.
You say that, but when Kevin Spacey was a pedo, everyone wanted to stop watching his films.
But he was an actual actor. Like you can't.
Yeah, but he's a director.
But yeah, but
he's made the film.
Is he getting?
It's a fair point to.
Yeah,
it's a fair
he's
point
up for
to
best director and best film.
Oh, well, if they're allegations, then it shouldn't matter.
Is it
if it's true?
No, it's true.
Oh, well,
then
true.
Yeah, he shouldn't okay. get it.
Why? Well, if it wasn't true, why would there be 20 years worth of it?
I thought you said that there's 20 years worth of allegations.
Yeah, like things from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That he's just brushed under the carpet because he doesn't want to deal with it.
Oh, okay, that's a bit more controversial then. Yeah.
And it's also, people have been. The film's very controversial because apparently it's not an accurate representation of the band.
Yeah, I heard that.
The band
yeah.
said they fucking loved it.
They had control, but apparently.
They said they really liked it. And they said, a couple of I don't know the actor's name, but he said. But he was told that he did Freddie Mercury well as well.
Yeah, he's fine. But apparently, the way that the film's written and done,
it's too.
Apparently, there's a couple of fights in the band that are fake completely. Freddie Mercury's aides
is it too dramatized?
He's pushed a couple of years back so that he has more purpose for playing at Live Aid.
Okay, so it's just too dramatized. That's what
it's too fake. And apparently, Mercury's sexuality is removed. Or it's like that's kind true. Of dulled down a bit because he was gay, wasn't he? He was very openly gay, and or was he bisexual?
He's bisexual.
Oh, he's bisexual. Apparently, that was really toned down
so
in the film to give it a PG-13 film.
No, he tried hiding it as well.
He was very considering, but he did try hiding it. Considering everyone in the public eye knows that Freddie Mercury was
they didn't know
not straight.
They didn't know he was gay until AIDS.
No, I know, but
sorry,
you should. That should be represented in the film when the film is about him.
You're saying the actor should have played in more camp.
No, they should have written it in more.
What, more camp?
No.
Mannerisms.
Oh,
no. Not even mannerisms, but the fact that he wasn't just
gay.
They shouldn't have just completely ignored it or dulled it down. You know, I don't think that's fair. Especially when people are trying to fight for more.
If you're gonna make an accurate film, make it accurate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Anyway, so. Let's find. I'll find the Oscar nominees. I've got to pull that up. 1 second. You guys fill it in for a second while the page loads. Wow, you guys are great. Anyway, so the first one, best picture.
No.
Yeah, okay, so Black Panther.
No.
Black Klansman.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I watched that the other day.
We watched it at the cinema.
Yeah, I watched it the other day as well.
That's Bohemian Rhapsody, good. The Favourite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born,
no.
And Vice.
Hold on. What does screenplay exactly mean?
Best picture. What are you talking about? Screenplay is the script.
Best
picture is the best film.
Don't know, I ain't seen them all.
Well, I don't know. Black Panther, no.
Black Klansman.
That was actually a pretty good film.
It was so good. And the
message, the message in that was like really...
Really?
In the credits bit especially.
You see me even fucking nearly cry and shit, bro. That was
because that was a really deep message film.
A Star Is Born is apparently really good. Don't even know what Roma is. Vice looks really good. That came out yesterday. No, not yesterday, Friday. That's the film where Christian Bale was put on a shit ton of weight again and he's wearing a prosthetic that makes him look like a really old guy. Look, that's Christian Bale.
Fuck Jesus. Off. He looks like Putin.
He looks like Putin.
You're going to get the Black Hawk helicopters come kill you now.
Well, because I said an actor
was
Putin.
He's going for the big dogs today, isn't he? He went for Prince Philip, now he's going for Putin.
He's cut that out. Cause he's...
Come at me, you communist!
What was that?
She said you're cutting out all the Prince stuff.
Hey, I'll leave that bit in.
It's not. It's a joke, no one fucking cares!
Oh, that's one.
Hey!
Anyway, what? How many times did you say it's a joke?
Bohemian Rhapsody shouldn't win.
What?
The Favourite wasn't that good. Apparently Star Is Born's good. The Green Book I haven't seen, but it looks really good. And Black Panther should not win at all. That film is not good.
It is good.
It's good, it's just not worth
it. It's not that good.
It's not great.
It shouldn't be put up for Best Picture. There has been better films since Black Panther came out.
I thought Black Klansman was better.
Okay, so...
Black Klansman was a
fucking... Are we saying Black Klansman?
Yeah.
Black Klansman.
That was a pretty good film.
So, are we... Well, I need to see that. Are we going to see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
The Green Book?
No.
A Star Is Born?
No.
The Vice?
No.
Why not? Vice looks good.
No.
I will probably see all of these apart from Roma.
Alright.
Best director. We've got Alfonso Cuarón. He directed...
Come on,
I think he directed
Prisoner
of Azkaban.
I've only seen one of them.
He directed Roma. Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favourite. That's Spike Lee for Black Klansman.
Spike Lee.
Adam McKay, for Vice, and I don't even know how to pronounce that, for Cold War. I'd say Spike Lee out of those.
Spike Lee. Next one, Best Actress.
Someone for Roma.
I have not seen any of them either.
Glenn Close.
Lady Gaga was actually really good, I'm not going to lie.
Olivia Colman for the... I didn't like. She was alright. Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. That film's not supposed to be funny, by the way.
Doesn't matter.
Care. Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Melissa
McCarthy.
I think I would have said Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born, because for her to come from
singing
really poppy pop to a serious film.
I'd say either Melissa Lady McCarthy Gaga or Melissa McCarthy.
McCarthy. I like Melissa McCarthy.
Best actor.
Christian Bale.
For Vice. Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born.
Oh, no.
Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen. He plays Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's out of Christian Bale, Bradley, Willem Dafoe.
It's out of all of them.
Rami Malek, fuck the other guy. I don't know.
Viggo Mortensen, Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
Well, I'm actually really torn with this. I don't think Willem Dafoe, because I don't even know what film that is.
Yeah, same.
Apparently, the Bohemian Rhapsody, what was his name? Rami Malek.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I think he should win it because he did has done an exceptional performance.
He's done it justice.
Him or
he
Bradley. Has done an him exceptional Bradley. Performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I love Bradley.
Okay.
Always will.
I like Christian Bale, but again, I don't know. Nothing really stands out with Christian Bale.
He's an amazing actor. He can gain weight and put it back on and then lose it and within a matter of days.
He's a method actor, but I don't think anything specifically stands out for me.
Dedication to the role.
Best supporting.
Amy Adams for Vice.
Not seen any of these either.
Oh, Amy Adams for Smoking Thingy again.
Marina de Tavira, I don't know. Roma. Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Emma Stone for The Favourite. And Rachel Weisz for The Favourite.
I don't know.
I don't like Emma Stone.
Amy Adams.
Rachel Weisz was okay.
She plays Lois Lane, don't she? No.
We don't talk about that. We sweep that under the rug.
I don't like her.
Just like Thingy does, who touched kids, or whatever it was. What's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
No, the other one. The one that you...
Not Kevin Feige.
Brian...
Brian Singer. Yeah, Kevin Feige touches
we'll
kids.
He cheated on his wife.
Cheated on his wife, but he did not touch kids. Yeah. I'd probably give it to
Amy Adams.
Yeah, we'll give it to Amy Adams. Fuck it. Yeah, we will. We haven't seen it. Best supporting actor. Mahershala Ali for Green Book. Adam Driver for
Black Klansman. Sam Elliott for Adam Driver.
Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Sam Rockwell for
We
Vice.
Don't talk about Kylo Ren, so Adam Driver, you get
Adam
to win
Driver.
This.
You get to win for this?
Yeah, he gets to win that because Kylo Ren's a tragedy.
I love Adam Driver, and I've heard Black Klansman's great. Mahershala Ali, I love him. He's great in everything. I honestly want to give it to Richard E. Grant because he's 62. He's been in acting for like 30, 40 years, and this is the first Oscar he's ever been put up for.
Adam Driver.
Yeah. I want to give it to him.
Oh my fucking God.
Adam Driver.
I really want to give it to Richard E. Grant, but you guys have both said Adam Driver, so I guess...
No, but I haven't seen any of the other films.
I know, this is just totally
I'm just saying,
on
in,
what you
in
think,
that film,
what you think in
he's so good in that film.
Yeah.
He is brilliant in that film.
They're all good in that film.
Wait, isn't Sam Elliott the guy that plays Thingy in Civil War? What's his name? The General. General Ross.
I don't know.
He looks like him. Damn, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, so you both say Adam Driver.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Richard E. Grant, but
we'll
overall
let the viewers
say
decide.
Adam Driver. Yeah,
Adam Driver.
Look, we haven't seen any of these movies. We're basing this off of things we've seen them in before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best Original Screenplay, The Favourite, First Reform. I don't know what that is.
Why is it only these films?
Green Book, Roma, Vice, because these are the films that actually deserve it.
What about Infinity War?
No.
Yeah.
That does deserve one.
It doesn't.
It
not
does.
For best. It is nominated, but not for screenplay because I understand that. These are a little bit different because
Creed.
They're a bit more artistical.
Creed.
Artistical. Artistic.
That film was so good.
Again, it's a blockbuster and the screenplay isn't amazing.
They choose artsy films for these.
Shit. Because films. These are the film. No, they're not shit. You haven't seen them.
Films with messages.
They're the films that are.
Oh, hurry up. Let's just get into it.
No, okay, but Black Klansman was really good.
Exactly. I honestly, out of these, I'd give it to the Favourite, I guess. I haven't seen Vice yet. Green Book looks good. I don't know what First Reformed or Roma is. For fuck's sake. Best Adapted Screenplay, A Star Is Born, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is on Netflix.
Black Klansman,
If Beale Street Could Talk,
what does that
Can
mean,
You Ever Forgive Me?
Screenplay?
Huh?
What is Adapted Screenplay?
So it's like,
mean?
Based on something else.
Oh.
Black Klansman. That kind of was brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
I probably agree with you on that.
Yeah, Black Klansman was one of the best films.
Although the Melissa McCarthy film does look really good.
Tell you what film I liked, and I only just remembered what it was called. Mm. Searching.
That was so good.
Oh, that's that the one wicked. Filmed from the...
Yeah,
yeah. That was brilliant.
That was disturbing at some point. So I was thinking...
The twist at the end fucked with me so much.
Can you, don't spoil it. I haven't seen it.
I need to get that. Is it out?
Yeah, it's been out for ages.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We need to watch that.
I completely forgot about
that.
That
was really good. I'm not going to talk about best makeup and hairstyling.
Oh,
simply
I will.
Because Vice is the only one that should win.
Oh, yeah.
Because they turn everyone into what that. So, best costume, Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Black Panther. Those costumes are wicked.
Were brilliant, yeah.
Those costumes are really good.
I don't want to give Black Panther anything, though. I don't
Just because
like
you're judging it.
I don't like that film.
No, but the costumes are good.
I'd probably give it to The Favourite because those costumes are very funny. No.
Don't know.
Best original song. All the stars in Black Panther. I'll fight RBG.
My neck hurts.
The Place Where Lost Things Go is in Mary Poppins.
All the Stars is Kendrick Lamar.
Shallow by Stories.
All the Stars is Kendrick Lamar. So that one.
Yeah, but I don't remember that song.
And also, I'm pretty sure. A Star Is Born is just going to be a song that the guy who it's based on wrote.
No, it's by Lady Gaga.
Oh.
So,
I didn't read that. I just assumed
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
But no, Kendrick Lamar.
I don't care about that. Do you know, best original score, I'm giving it to Isle of Dogs instantly because I love that film. And this is the only thing I nominated for.
Shit.
What? Have you seen it?
No, I said People.
So good. Have you seen Isle of Dogs?
No. What's the best original score?
So, the best overall music.
I don't have a dog.
Music,
as in like the background music, like.
Oh, Klansman was pretty good. I don't remember Klansman's music.
I don't remember any film music.
I remember Black Panther's, because
it was just rap.
And
it was African drums mixed with like modern day hip hop.
Yeah.
I ain't seen any of them. Okay, never mind.
It was Merchant
I can't vote on that.
Fuck a documentary, so I don't care. Best animated.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Right, done.
Look. Ralph breaks the internet.
Ralph, no.
Incredibles, as much as I like it,
no,
it's nothing.
It's not as good as the first one.
And
the first one is better.
The ones it's out of is Spider-Verse and Isle of Dogs, because
Spider-Verse.
Isle of Dogs is animation is great. Okay,
Spider-Verse, don't care.
I'm just getting muted by these motherfuckers, aren't I?
Well, so yeah, you invited us here.
I don't care about the sound mixing or sound editing. Although I will give sound editing to A Quiet Place. Because for them to get it that quiet,
that film was good. Really good.
I haven't seen it, but considering it is based on silence,
Liam, we're gonna have to like move over here.
Why?
Because we can't really see very well.
I don't care. I'm not putting my head in the Jake's penis.
I'll hold it here then. I'd give it to A Quiet Place for best sound editing because
Quiet Place was sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to lay down, but I can't.
Best production design: Black Panther, The Favourite, First Man, Mary Poppins.
Production
Roma.
Design.
I'm not giving it to Black Panther because most of it's CGI, so fuck off.
Black Panther.
I was just going to say Black Panther.
No, it's CGI.
I know it's CGI, but...
Best visual effects. Pooh.
That's...
Infinity War.
Yeah,
it's not there,
Infinity
though,
War.
It? Oh, yeah, this is the first one.
I can see that.
Infinity War. I love the way you just say Pooh.
Poo. Yeah, look, it's there.
Ready Player One, fuck off. Apparently the visuals in that aren't that good.
What?
So why
I've seen it, so I don't like it.
Ready Player One, shit.
Oh, it's solar. The visuals in that are pretty good.
Can we just say, right, I don't care about animated short, but Bayo.
Oh my god, it was that one!
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That is the
Oh my god!
That is the worst. That was the weirdest thing I think I've ever watched in a cinema.
Was that the thing on Incredible?
Yeah!
Right, we've got the DVD of that. That's on the DVD.
It's freaky.
That's terrifying.
Weird.
It should go to that.
Fuck.
It should go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's weird.
Oh, that was weird.
What's it called?
Bayo? I don't know. It's some Japanese thing. I don't know.
Bayo.
I don't fucking care.
Best live action short. I've not seen any of them.
Doesn't matter.
Honestly.
That's all of them.
So
the big ones are the best picture, best actor, best actress.
Josh Brolin.
We'll probably, when the Oscars actually comes out and the winners come out, we'll actually talk about it. So what films do you guys want to see that come out that are nominated for Oscars?
What was nominated again?
Fuck's sake.
Black Klansman.
We've seen that.
Oh, what ones we ain't seen? All of them.
The Green Book.
I don't really like the look of them.
Have you seen the trailers?
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up.
They don't look very interesting.
I like artistic films. They're good.
They deserve a little bit more recognition and love from kids.
Yeah, you fucking delinquents.
You're a librarian.
I'm a what?
Librarian.
I'm a librarian?
Yeah.
Why am I a librarian?
Because that's what a librarian would say.
No, a librarian would say kids need to read books.
Yeah, would you
and
say
shut
that?
The fuck up in the library.
Would you say that? Would you say kids need to read books?
I think kids need to stop playing Fortnite. That's about it. That's all I've got to say about that.
Play with Lego.
Yeah, play with Lego.
Eat your Lego.
Don't eat your Lego like Liam. It's turned him into a right mong. He doesn't have a brain. It's just been traded with Lego.
Eat Lego.
You eat Lego.
I don't eat Lego.
100% eats Lego.
I don't eat Lego.
He eats Lego.
I don't eat Lego.
Definitely.
He doesn't. Don't worry. It's a joke.
He does eat Lego. Don't believe them.
He eats Mega Blocks.
I ain't poor.
He eats Mega Blocks. Could you imagine chewing down on a Mega Block?
No. He doesn't eat Lego. He eats actual human food.
People say I actually eat humans.
He's a cannibal. What the fuck is wrong with you?
We can't ever do like an actual like video podcast. That'd be fun.
We were gonna. Well, I think we're gonna start doing that soon. So maybe we'll start a YouTube channel. We'll
let's wear some masks. I will.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'll wear
Liam definitely needs to
wear. I'll wear a
mask.
A bit over there.
Ugly motherfucker.
I wear the Daredevil mask. You know that black sort of beanie thing he has, the bandana, before he gets his costume to cover his eyes.
In what?
Daredevil.
Oh,
that thing. It's like that.
I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, I finished Punisher. It's amazing.
Shut up.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
I haven't even seen any of them.
I watched I watched three episodes on Saturday night, and then Monday, I wasn't in college, and I watched episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I watched 9 episodes.
Jeez.
Wait, episode 8? Oh, fuck. I'm not in school anymore. I don't need to do maths. Where'd it go? Liam did a magic trick.
What the fuck?
Anyway, should we end it here?
Nah.
Nearly an hour. No?
Nah.
Nah.
We'll go 2 hours.
Nah. 2 hours?
Nah.
Wow. You're really wanting to stretch out.
We'll go for another half hour.
Huh?
Do another half hour. It's
half
only,
hour?
It's only
what have you got to talk about?
I have to talk about the fact that I've got some statistics that I would like to talk about because I'm a very talkative person.
Right,
I have
on, then.
Facts that I can talk about.
I have social anxiety.
How long did that last?
Like 10 seconds.
Oh.
What have you got to talk about?
I found it.
Episode 9 better be better than episode 8, otherwise I'm going to cry.
Oh, it's been it Saturday.
That thing reminded me of it.
What, episode 9?
That BB-8 thing.
Yeah.
R2-D2's better.
Luke's just like beating this.
I like BB-8. BB-8's alright. He's probably the best bit about episode 8.
He's missing
8.
His antenna.
Wait, is he even in episode 8?
Barely. Yeah, because he drives the walker at the end. Like, yeah, I'm going to save the day.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Episode 9 better be fucking... Does it come out this year?
Yes.
Has he got a new director?
No,
J.J. Abrams again.
Yeah.
Why would you change directors? That was really loud.
They were going to change directors
J.J.
anyway.
Abrams, Ryan Johnson, J.J. Abrams.
They were going to change.
What?
Right. J.J. Abrams was only signed on for the first one. And then they were going to get someone else. They didn't know who it was yet. And Ryan Johnson did it.
And ruined
but
it.
But because he's fucked it so much and no one liked it, they were like, let's get the guy who started it off. Oh my God, the background noise is pissing me off. Stop.
Can I go get a drink?
How right, you going to get
pumped? Hang on. Okay. We're back.
Hello.
All right. So we've got.
Goodbye.
We're gonna fill 3 minutes just so we can call it an hour.
Well, it won't be because he's got to edit out like 10.
We're perfectionists. Oh yeah. Every time we say this, every time we're like, oh, we're nearly an hour, and then it cuts, and then I cut it, and it's like 8 minutes gone. Anyway. So no one's got anything to talk about.
We have a lot of things to talk about. It's just nothing to do with film.
Yeah. Luke, what's your opinion on nonsense?
Wow. Why is this the most difficult bit of the episode?
Walking with Dinosaurs. I loved that programme.
Walking with Dinosaurs was so good. Did you ever see the stage show?
Yeah, I saw
that
it once.
That was awesome.
It annoyed me because they didn't have enough of the dinosaurs.
Didn't have enough?
Yeah.
Did?
They only had about half an hour's worth of dinosaurs.
It didn't.
Half hour.
Most of it was dinosaurs.
Yeah, but it was annoying because they didn't focus on the good ones.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't.
T-Rex.
They didn't have a Spinosaurus, and that's the best one. Anyway, walking with dinosaurs.
One day, cool. I'm gonna film an intro like a sound. Should we? I'll do it one day.
Like what a sound.
Like a theme tune.
Oh.
Oh, like Jackmate's.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, little jingle.
Anyway. We're just gonna end it here. We have barely anything to talk about. Luke's doing some weird samurai shit, and Liam's literally bouncing a ball.
That's more time.
Okay, so we'll see you guys.
OP.
My dog's entered the room. We'll see you guys next week.
Do you want to say hi? Yeah.
If you guys want to say goodbye.
Oh, bye, cunts.
You went over.
You said it four. You're gonna get two next week.
Oh, see you later. Have a good
day. Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye.